Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк тестирования. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. At weekends, I'm always out with my friends. We play football and also organize games with some of the local football clubs. It's fun because we've been pals for years, and so it means we get to see each other regularly. By the way, none of us are really fit. We just do it for a bit of a laugh. I don't think we'd enjoy it so much if we were to take part in professional competitions. It just makes us feel young. Speaker B.
I definitely believe that our body is a temple, so I look after mine very carefully. I swim 2 kilometers a day before work, and after I get home from the office, I work out in the gym for about 2 hours. At weekends, I like nothing more than cycling or jogging. These activities really help me think over all the events and problems of the week. I suppose if I want to stay looking good, it's a small price to pay.
Speaker C. Some people might think that I should sit at home watching TV or solving crosswords because I'm 65. However, I like working out more than anything else. I'm in the middle of quite an intense training schedule, and I would love to compete for Russia, maybe in cross-country skiing or running. It seems a bit crazy having all these ambitions at my age, but I've never been a typical grandfather. I'd rather go for a jog round the neighborhood than stay at home. Speaker D.
I'm not into sports, not at all. At PE lessons, we are sent outside, even when it's freezing, to run, play volleyball, or ski. I hate it. I've tried getting doctor's notes to say I can't do sport, but it makes no difference. The teachers say that sport builds character, but I disagree. I'd rather be sitting somewhere warm, reading, or watching YouTube. I know that some people enjoy sport, but surely, if you don't like it, you shouldn't have to do it.
Speaker E.
I didn't really have an active life and started gaining weight. I didn't like the way I looked, and my friends used to joke about my fat belly. So, I got a dog. It gets me out of the flat, really. I take Brownie for walks every day, and this way I exercise regularly. Now I'm out and about walking, and I also go swimming once a week after work. This has had a positive effect on me. I've lost 10 kilos already, and I feel much better now.
Speaker F. I have been a sports fan since my childhood. My granddad used to go cycling with me when I was little. At school, I used to play in a basketball team, and nearly all our matches were successful. When I finished school and entered the university, I went on playing basketball. Today, I still do sport, but don't play basketball. I go to the gym and swim every week. At weekends, I play hockey together with my son. He loves this game and wants to become a professional hockey player. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. At weekends, I'm always out with my friends. We play football and also organize games with some of the local football clubs. It's fun because we've been pals for years, and so it means we get to see each other regularly. By the way, none of us are really fit. We just do it for a bit of a laugh. I don't think we'd enjoy it so much if we were to take part in professional competitions. It just makes us feel young. Speaker B.
I definitely believe that our body is a temple, so I look after mine very carefully. I swim 2 kilometers a day before work, and after I get home from the office, I work out in the gym for about 2 hours. At weekend, I like nothing more than cycling or jogging. These activities really help me think over all the events and problems of the week. I suppose if I want to stay looking good, it's a small price to pay.
Speaker C. Some people might think that I should sit at home watching TV or solving crosswords because I'm 65. However, I like working out more than anything else. I'm in the middle of quite an intense training schedule, and I would love to compete for Russia, maybe in cross-country skiing or running. It seems a bit crazy having all of these ambitions at my age, but I've never been a typical grandfather. I'd rather go for a jog round the neighborhood than stay at home. Speaker D.
I'm not into sports, not at all. At PE lessons, we are sent outside, even when it's freezing, to run, play volleyball, or ski. I hate it. I've tried getting doctor's notes to say I can't do sport, but it makes no difference. The teachers say that sport builds character, but I disagree. I'd rather be sitting somewhere warm, reading or watching YouTube. I know that some people enjoy sport, but surely, if you don't like it, you shouldn't have to do it.
Speaker E.
I didn't really have an active life and started gaining weight. I didn't like the way I looked, and my friends used to joke about my fat belly. So, I got a dog. It gets me out of the flat, really. I take Brownie for walks every day, and this way I exercise regularly. Now I'm out and about walking, and I also go swimming once a week after work. This has had a positive effect on me. I've lost 10 kilos already, and I feel much better now.
Speaker F. I have been a sports fan since my childhood. My granddad used to go cycling with me when I was little. At school, I used to play in a basketball team, and nearly all our matches were successful. When I finished school and entered the university, I went on playing basketball. Today, I still do sport, but don't play basketball. I go to the gym and swim every week. At weekends, I play hockey together with my son. He loves this game and wants to become a professional hockey player. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.